Okay, so let's get into it. Of course, I'm still on these dating apps, okay? And it's just exhausting. It's hilarious at moments. It's just so crazy, so wild. But there are so many red flags just flying at me. So let's get into it. So we have, you know, when you're dating, especially on a dating app, you come across so many red flags. Now, for me, myself, as far as the biggest, you know, red flags that I come across are probably some of the same red flags that a lot of people come across, male or female, whatever the gender is. If you're out there dating, you're going to come across some red flags. Especially on dating apps. Now, recently, I haven't been on any further dating apps like Plenty of Fish. Oh my God, do you remember Online Booty Call? I remember that. Oh my God. So, and it was, I had it, the acronym of OBC, and I just realized that was Online Booty Call. It was actually a site, and I was sitting up there on that site. That's just ridiculous. Hello, red flag. Hello, McFly. Anyways, dating red flags with meeting guys on dating apps. Okay, so first thing, as I stare, okay, at this guy's photo, and it's a shirtless photo, okay? And then I Google dating red flags of guys on apps. And you know what comes up first? Shirtless photos. I laugh so freaking hard. Oh my God. Why is that a thing? Why are guys taking pictures and putting it on a dating profile of you being shirtless? What is that doing? What is that saying? Now, generally, you know, if I see it, depending on where you're at, maybe to them mentally, oh, I feel so bad. Maybe to them, it means, you know, they think that that's sexy, or they think that it's cute, or think that it's appealing. I am not sure. But if I see like multiple ones of that, then that's a red flag for me. If it's like one, then maybe I will let it pass. Maybe. Okay. Just depends on what they got to say in their bio or whatever I see on their profile. The next on my list would be guys laying down. Or, you know, on almost all of their profile photos. You know, I'm like, what is this? Like, why are they doing this? You know, is it for teasing? Is it telling you they are only here for pleasure? But for me, it's like an immediate left swipe, especially if that's their only picture. Or if they have multiple pictures, just like the shirtless photo. Because it says to me, like I stated, I'm asking those questions, but that's what I think that they are trying to tell me, that they are only here for pleasure. They're laying down. I don't like it. It makes me laugh. I feel like it's just comical and I don't like it. And I don't want to talk to them. So, you know, like when I swipe left on one or two people for whatever reason, at the end, because I'm on, I'm not sure if you've heard of Woo Plus, so it's for bigger women. So even though I'm losing weight, you guys, I am down like more than 20 what pounds. Of course, I'm losing what I've already lost, but I feel like I'm sticking to it this time. But we shall see, okay? But I'm been a big girl for many, many years. So I'm on this site, the Woo Plus site, and it's for bigger people, either bigger women, bigger men who are loved by, you know, people who like bigger people. Because it's no point of going onto those dating sites where you got guys who are not looking for bigger people. At this point, I am big, you know, even if I lose the weight or if I'm healthy or not. I mean, that's just what it is. Okay. Now, the next one. And it's for a lot of people. I keep saying this, especially for men. I'm not sure if this is a lot for women. You know, if men see this, or if that's a red flag for them, I'm not sure. But no dating bios. Or just leaving it blank and saying nothing. They offer so much that you can say on there, or you can do your interests, your hobbies, something, where then It will show up where you have shared interests with the people that are swiping either left or right, you know. And I try to, you know, if people take the time out to tell you something about themselves that's real, like, I don't even look, you know, you don't even have to say that you don't want your money or your income listed there. If you are, you know, saying a certain thing about how much money you make, I'm already going to know that it's probably a lie. You don't even have to enter it there. Just be honest. Who cares? You know what I'm saying? We're just getting to know people. Again, if you think that it should be about money when you're dating, then that's you saying that it should be about money. Do not assume. So when people don't put anything on their profile, nothing at all, can't even answer a freaking few questions about their interests or their shared hobbies, so that way you can link with like-minded people that you can share an interest with. Oh my God, you like playing volleyball. I like playing volleyball. Everybody don't like playing volleyball. A lot of people don't like sports. Oh my God, you like, you know, creating crafts or whatever. That could be like a dating idea. We both like creating crafts. You think outside the box. That's something that you can do together. So if you got shared interests, these are things that you're learning from that person before you can even connect with them and start talking to them. So what is the problem with you answering those questions? These are just clicks and checks. So if you're not actually saying anything in your bio about yourself, if you've answered at least those check marks, checking off your interests, that would, you know, allow the person who's looking at your profile to say, oh, well, they like this, they like that, they like this. I don't see what the problem is. However, if there's nothing on your profile at all, and you only want somebody to look at you in that one picture, and you're not saying anything, it's an immediate swipe left. Like, you know what? Bye. You know, it's just crazy. And then I think to myself, will this be the same in a relationship with this person, right? Or just, you know, if you're just trying to spark up a conversation with them, will they have nothing to say? You know, will they just be sitting there in silence? You know, this awkward silence, just like their profile. Nothing. Just empty. So immediate swipe left. That's a red flag. I'm not looking for drama, people. I cringe every time I see that, because you don't have to tell people that. I don't think that anybody is looking for drama, right? I mean, are you looking for drama? I'm not looking for drama, but if it happens, it happens. But nobody is trying to say I'm not looking for drama, okay? So when I see, you know, I literally cringe when I see this, because it just makes me think that they are the drama'd out people. You know, they either dish it and can't take it, and or they are the people that dish it and they gaslight you if you come at them with anything. If you try to basically say, you know, call it like it is, okay? They gaslight you to death because, you know, they're skilled in it. I mean, it's just a huge red flag. Just, you don't have to say you're not looking for drama. Nobody's looking for drama, okay? I saw this on a list, okay? But I don't too much care for it either. It's always, I've seen it so many times, and it's like, I'm trying to figure out, like, maybe they're sharing this type of picture or this photo because they want people to see what they do. I mean, that would be like an interest to them. So every red flag that's for you may not be a red flag for other people, okay? Because you're sharing and showing your shared interests with whomever you're trying to hook up with. But men holding fish, you know, or a deer after they've killed it, after they hunted and killed the thing, and it's just not my cup of tea. You know, maybe they're looking for their fishing buddies, you know, a new fishing buddy and or a hunting babe to go hunting with them. Again, you have hunter, you know, women who hunt out there, women who love to fish. And this could be them. I like fishing. I caught this. That could be a great story. I don't really fish. I haven't done it since I was little. And I definitely don't do hunting. I don't like it. I'm not saying that we can't hunt, you know, because people who hunt, and if they hunt to provide food for their families or whatever, that's totally, you know, good, because that's what you do. That's, we are carnivores, or not solely carnivores, but I mean, that's what you're sharing, but I cringe at looking at people who hunting pictures. And this was this thing, I know I'm getting off subject because I always do this, the hunting hunters and, you know, stuff like that. I don't like it. And I'm not sure what I have posted somewhere in regards to hunting, but I have found that if like places like Instagram I would start getting people who hunt trying to add me as a friend or whatever, or start following me, and I will immediately not allow them to follow me. I will make them unfollow me, because you can click that now where you can stop somebody from following you, and then I block them, because I just don't like people who hunt. I just don't. I don't want a part of it, especially if you do it as far as like a trophy and you do it as far as some type of pleasure. To me, that's just, that's not for me. But again, that, you know, my red flags and somebody else's red flags may not be the other person's red flags. You're doing it because you're looking for people to share in those interests, and that's all good. Okay. So you're swiping away, and that's good, but that's not for me. So immediately I'm swiping left. Okay. Okay. So the profiles, they'd be like, good vibes only. That's unrealistic. Period. It's unrealistic. Don't use this in your profile, especially if you talk with a bitter, jaded tongue. Okay. Good and bad is a part of life. We're humans. We're not AI prototypes. Okay. So we say good vibes only. You can say good vibes, but good vibes only. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Unrealistic. Good day. Okay. So, you know, whatever. Men who don't message first, they'll say, you know, in their minds, like, I'm not going to message first. You know, we've already swiping, and they're looking for the women to court them. And here we go again. I say this a lot. I don't know if I talked about this a lot in my podcast, whatever, on these episodes, but when I'm ranting and raving, but for whatever reason, men love to be courted. It's like they're switching roles at this point. They want to be the women. They want to change up. They've been taking a step back or taking a seat back, and they're like, I don't want this role as a man going out there. They, you know, I don't want this role. I don't want to hunt and court women. I want them to hunt and court me. I want to feel like I'm being, you know, courted. So if I'm swiping on them and we match, I'm going to wait for them to message me. And if they haven't messaged, you know, if these women haven't messaged me, and they're going to unmatch you, they're going to block you per these men. You know, I just find it to be idiotic. You know, I swear, like I said, with this and many others, men actually want to be treated as women. It's as if they've been dying to switch roles. But, you know, it is what it is. That's like an immediate, if I see that on their profile, though, that's immediate swipe left. I don't know if I've actually seen them say this, but that's stupid. If you're saying that in your profile, that's stupid, okay? The next one. Okay, so guys, yeah, I already read that. Guys have been lifting, guys has, you know, have been listing their height, okay, in their bio versus just answering the damn questions in their profile. You know, when they ask you, they'll ask you what your height, your body weight or body type is, you know, things of that nature. So people will already see what your height is. So it's been this thing where the people, they're like, they'll put their height in there because evidently this matters. So it's like, I guess because when you're talking to the women, if you start talking to them, the first thing that the woman must be asking these particular guys who are putting this now in their bio, asking them, well, how tall are you? You know, and if that's a problem, you know, because you have a lot of women who are like 5'10", 5'11", 5'12", and they're tall. So it's really hard for them to want, you know, they may not want to date someone that's 5'7". Hello. And I'm not going to say it's because they don't want to date someone at 5'7". Sometimes they may date someone that's shorter than them. But I've actually went out on dates with guys that were shorter than me, and they get upset if I wear heels. And back then when I was in my 20s, I used to wear platforms. Oh my God. Platforms. And that's the reason why I probably have a bad back with sciatica right now in my 40s. So, and they were like, don't wear heels or don't wear those shoes when you're out with me. And I'm like, so I can't even... What? You know, if you have a problem with dating a woman who's taller than you, don't date a woman who's taller than you, okay? So you have a lot of men that's putting that in their bio versus just answering the frequent questions. Again, the laziness of this is just ridiculous. So now they come off as being bitter or having some type of defense mood in regards to that. I don't know, but it's just weird. The one photo... The one photo, people. Okay, so the one photo, and then it's the one photo from 100 years ago. Okay, I'm exaggerating, but you get the point. I just can't believe in 2023, now we're in 2024, that today men or women don't have more than one photo or can't take a selfie or do put their timer on the, you know, their camera or whatever. Their phone, and then, you know, shoot a picture or two with, you know, a couple of different poses, a headshot, something, you know, or they share a photo with someone else in it, and then they have to scratch off that person's face. I'm like, dude, really? Is that your only photo at your age? And then it's just that one photo, the one photo with the other person in it that you have to scratch their face off, or you try to cut them out of the picture or crop them out of the picture when you're posting the picture. I just, my God. So, okay. The add me on whatever social media, the next one, the add me on whatever social media app site. Like, I'm not doing that. I feel like those were like scammers, because I had one a couple of times. I have not come across those, you know, as much lately, but I had a lot of those. Hey, can you just add me to your Facebook? If we're talking about moving from the dating app, why are you asking for my social media handle? Just so that way we can continue to talk on another app. Does that make any sense? That was like a pet peeve of mine. I haven't run into that in quite some time, and I hope I don't run into it again. But I will like really be set off, because I just don't understand it. You want to go from here to another app and then be on my personal Facebook friends list. And here's the thing, I always thought that it was like scammers or people like that. And then I had a dude who I was talking to, who's literally someone that I had went out on a couple of dates with, literally added me to his Facebook. And at the time I didn't think anything of it, because we had moved on into that relationship. Why did he start going through my friends list and start talking and trying to add females from my friends list? And I had someone was like, hey, are you talking to this person? I see that he's a mutual friend. Are you talking to them? They're trying to add me, and then they're also messaging me. Again, a red flag. So it's like, these dudes out here, they're just unbelievable. It's just really wild. I mean, it's like they will go to every length of, it's just, it's bizarre. It's, you know, just, woo-wee. Okay, so, no, I'm not giving you my personal, that's my personal information as far as my social media handle. I'm not giving you that information, especially if we haven't even had a conversation. That's just crazy to me, okay? Next, political views in their profile or bio. For me, that's an immediate left, regardless of what side. I don't trust it. I've learned to not believe the hype. I feel like that's a click and bait. You know what I mean? If you're like so big on it, okay, that's fine. That's something that, you know, you, it's good that you can get to know, okay, this is what this person is like, and then you can immediately either swipe left or right. But, you know, like I said, even if it's something that you are, you know, the same party affiliation or whatever, I just don't want to know that immediately from that. I like to get to know people like on a different level, because once you get to know people without knowing things that immediately make you not like them, it just messes things up. So you want to get to know them and take away all of those inhibitions and restrictions that you know will then set you up for failure in it anyways. You know, some people, that might be like a good flag for some people, because they feel like, well, I know now, so I don't have to waste my time. But I feel like you get to, once people start getting to know each other, and if they really like each other, then their views on a lot of things begin to be like, oh, okay. So, you know, because people feel like they are only one-sided to a lot of stuff. I've had men that I've talked to tell me, based on my conversation with them and how I talk, how I utilize my, you know, my speaking voice or whatever, this is my normal voice, would tell me, you know, just by having a conversation with me, just texting or phone calls, oh, well, you're not like them. And I'm like, well, you don't know them. You didn't know me before now. And you had that same thought. And you probably had that same thought if you would have just seen me roundabout and not actually talked to me. So when people have these stereotypes about certain people, especially certain demographics, it's like, it's just really bad for you to have those stereotypes about people that you don't know. We live on a planet, people, a planet that has over 7 billion people in it. And people literally want to believe in the stereotypes and the trained mentality of whatever is superior complex, you know, as far as, oh, these people, you know, these race of people act like this. These race of people do. You just don't know people, for that matter. You cannot determine that based on a stereotype. But it's just crazy. So, it could be either or for that. But I just think that it's a click and bait in regards to the political views. Okay. Next, there was a post. And they basically just screenshot this woman. She was a 40-year-old woman. It was her profile. And I'm just reading it, and I was like so confused. I was like that confused GIF where you see all of the calculus, the numbers, and the dot, you know, all the little images floating, because I was so confused. I mean, it was just broken English, seems like. It had emojis and such in it, and it was just really hard to read, hard to decipher what she was saying. And it was like, this wasn't a teenager, but a 40-year-old woman. And that's a huge turnoff for me. If I'm reading someone's profile and it's just really broken, and they're speaking in some type of Geechee or Ebonic tone, that's a red flag for me. Swipe left. So I'm pretty sure that's, you know, because this was a woman's profile, so and I don't want to see it, you know, if I see it, you know, in a profile that I'm looking at, it's going to be a swipe left. The no strings attached, friends with benefits, nothing too serious, here to have fun. All of those are cringing words, okay, for a lot of people, not just for me. It's of course honest, but a red flag for those that's looking to meet someone, you know, on a different level, you know, looking to meet someone that's great. And we are in our 40s. And when I see men who are in their 40s to 50s or, you know, older, and they're still out here playing the field like that, no, thank you. I have better things to do. Because you'll like meet guys like the guy who's on that Netflix stalker, killer stalker thing. He was stating that in his profile. And I felt so bad for the Carrie Farver who became unalive due to, you know what I'm saying, dating this guy who then was basically dating multiple women. And then you're bringing, you know, and I just still didn't understand how you're dating multiple women and then you invite the woman to your place and then another woman comes over that you had been messing with already, and then she sees this woman. And because you're telling the woman that you just invited over that she needs to leave because you don't know. And this is what I'm thinking when I'm watching it. I'm like, why did he even do that? Why you couldn't just be on the phone and say, hey, you know what? I'm busy right now. I got something else to do. Can you come over at another time or come back later? Why couldn't he do that? And I'm not saying, and I know he blamed himself, but there were so many things that this man could have done. And I just don't understand, even though he didn't know this person was going to become unalived, it was just the fact that this is not how you date. And then he's older. So you don't want to, you know, you just got through with the breakup or whatever the case may be, and you didn't want anything serious. You don't know who you're dealing with out in this world. And I'm pretty sure this shook him up. It did, just looking at the documentary on Netflix. But I just don't see why you would have had those women cross paths like that and thought that it was okay. You know what I'm saying? It's just weird. People are out here weird. And like, you're too old for that. That you're still playing these games. Okay, if you don't want anything serious or anything like that, then that's fine. But don't be out here playing games with people. Because there were so many things that he could have done to not have them ever cross paths. But it was like, boom, right there. And it just didn't make sense for me when he allowed the woman who showed up at his house. Because at that point, she had to be stalking him. She was probably sitting at his place when he got home with this chick. And then he called. And then she called him and was like, hey, I got to get something out of the place. Because it's no way she just did that just out of the blue. And I mean, that's why it's called stalker, because she was probably stalking him since he had met her on Plenty of Fish. Reason why I'm not on Plenty of Fish no more. But anyways, the next one, the dudes who throw their phone number at you. I hate this. I hate this when I go into a profile. We swipe together, we match, and then we're, you know, just talking. Hey, what's up? How are you doing? You know, exactly what are you looking for? Because guess what? You don't have shit on your bio. So I don't know. You didn't really put any shared interests here either. What are you looking for on the site? Then they have like a little one sentence line or whatever. I'm just looking to connect with people. And then you're like, okay, same here. The next message, you get their telephone number. Why are you throwing your telephone number at me? I do not want that. And of course, women, we get more attention maybe than men do, possibly. I don't know. But I do not want, I'm not giving my telephone number to multiple people. So men are going to have to start doing this a totally different way as far as the dating app. If this is where you want to be to meet new people, you're going to have to start doing this a different way. You're going to have to start being able to know how to talk to people and communicate with them and get to know them via the app first. Start chatting, start getting to know them, you know, just chat, conversate. And then if it gets to that next point where you want to then take it further versus you just wanting to get off the app because you want somebody's telephone number, I just don't understand that. I mean, it's like a huge pet peeve for me because it's constantly, you haven't even said or had a conversation with me and you're immediately throwing your phone number at me. I didn't ask for your telephone number. Therefore, I'm not going to contact you, period. When they give it to me, I'm like, okay, I'm going to add it to my contact list. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. I saw it there, but I'm not going to add you. Okay. And it's so crazy because they throw their telephone numbers at you when you didn't ask for it. Like, what happened with guys asking for your number? That's number one. And then courting you, you know, and I was like, I'm just done. You know, I'm here, you know, it's just ridiculous. Okay. And then these are the same guys. Listen, the same guys that throw their telephone numbers at you have no idea how to talk to you. They can't hold a conversation to save their lives, okay? So when you finally get on the phone with them, it's a dreadful experience because they have absolutely nothing to say. So you've wasted giving somebody your personal information that they could probably Google and look up information to see how they can track you, because your phone numbers are connected and linked to a lot of things that you've put out there. Your banking information and stuff like that. Have you ever applied for like a credit card or a banking account? These people will tell you, they'll give you the disclosure that your information is shared. It will be shared with other people because that's their strategy. That's their marketing strategy. And they will tell you that they have a right to do it. So when we have these people, I'm getting off subject again. When we have these people like our so-called government telling us that TikTok and platforms like that is bad, just because this is a different, you know, area, because you don't hear them talking about Facebook. Because that's ran by a white man like them. You hear them talking about TikTok because that's a different continent, different country, okay? Singapore. And the fact that they keep confusing that Asians with being just Chinese is ridiculous, but that's our government for you. oh my God. So it's just wild and crazy because we're told all the time that our information is being sold from America, our own government, our own country, our own, you know, the people here, not another country, not those people don't have our information. Okay. They have what we have as far as on the app. That's it. But our information, and when we deal with hacks and we deal with identity theft and we deal with our identities and everything stolen, is because of what we're doing in America and how America has been okay with sharing their citizens' information per banks and all of that nonsense. Okay. Okay. So back to, these dudes, they don't know how to have a conversation or anything. And it's always like a dreadful experience. I even did the, cause the guy kept saying, send me a picture. I'm like, you have pictures of me. I have not changed in my look since yesterday. Why are you constantly asking for a photo or a picture of me? That is like a pet peeve. Oh my God. That's a pet peeve. Not sure if it's like a red flag, but that's definitely a pet peeve for me. And, you know, going back to this, the same guy, and you want to do FaceTime and things such as that nature. So we do the FaceTime and then you don't have anything to say. So now it's even worse than a dreadful phone call. Now we're doing a FaceTime and you don't really have shit to say. I'm trying to spark up conversation. I'm trying to say stuff. And then you're just like, staring and just looking, and you basically, you know, I'm trying to spark up conversation, you don't really have anything else to say, or you answer with these one words or not really saying that much of anything. So why in the freak did you ask for my telephone number? Why in the freak did you want to do FaceTime? It doesn't make any sense because they don't have anything to say, and they only have, if these particular guys only want one thing, they really don't know how to play the game. They don't know how to finesse the situation at all. And it's like, it has gotten so bad for them, and to the fact that they become so jaded and so bitter. That's just your fault. It's your fault that you don't know how to play your own freaking game. It's your fault that you do not know how to finesse. It's your fault that you do not know how to court women. It's your fault that you don't know how to date a woman. It is your fault. It is nobody's fault. Learn how to conversate with people. Learn how to communicate with people, because it is clear that these dudes do not know how to do that. And I've, you know, being 44 years old, and I've been going through this for years, over a decade, people, over a decade plus, okay, almost now 2 decades. I could really say 2 decades. I can say 2 decades because I'm 44. I can say almost 2 decades. I mean, since teenager to 44. Yeah, I can say probably 2 decades. Whatever. What's the other one? Oh, my God. The same guy, because I've seen them. And I'll be like, I'll scoff at it because I'll see the same guys that will make a Facebook post about a woman texting versus calling are the same guys that sit on the phone in silence, expecting you to do all the talking because they have absolutely nothing to say. It's like pulling teeth to get them to know what to say or how to conversate. It is so sad. It is pathetic. Just pathetic. And it's sad. Let me rewind this. So pulling teeth, people, pulling freaking teeth. Okay. So the next one is going to be the last one because I got to get oh, I gotta get ready for my baby. I'm gonna pick up my baby. He had his little Valentine's Day. Oh my gosh. It's his first little Valentine's Day. He's in pre-K, and I made little gift baggies with the little cards, the to and from cards. I didn't know their names. I just knew that the teacher told me they have like 11 children in the class. So I created these little gift baggies. It should be I think it was a total of either 11 or 12, the right number or an extra just in case. They're little gift bags, the little Valentine's Day gift bags with two different types of Valentine's Day card. One was the bluey box that says to and from, and you open it, there are stickers. And then the other one was, how did I just forget? Oh, with the eyes, the little bugly eyes or whatever that's on the cards. And it was like different animals and with the little bugly eyes. So they get two different little Valentine's cards plus a color pencil, which is like a thick fat color pencil for children to use, you know, not the small ones but the long thick ones. So I was like, this should be cute. Hopefully they, you know, get to use, you know, and play with, so draw and do whatever. So this is my last one because my alarm had went off and it's going to go off again in a few, so it cut me completely off. The last one, the negative Debbie Downer, you know, the jaded, bitter profile. Generally, that's an immediate swipe left. I can't stand seeing those. You know, they have, they don't trust or they have trust issues. You know, they have those heavy mentions or desires of trust and loyalty or what they're seeking. Honesty in a partner. And of course, everybody's seeking that, right? Nobody's not seeking someone to be honest with them. No one's not seeking someone to be loyal to them. And we all want to be able to trust someone, especially if we're going to start dating them, if we want to get to know them. I want to be able to trust that you're right, that you're speaking the truth. I should be able to trust that automatically. That's not something I'm going to say in my bio that I need for you to be this way. You know that you need to be that way. I know that I need to be that way. If people are initially not trustworthy and they have something to hide or they're playing this game, you will find out eventually. Just ask the right questions. Follow your gut. Be intuitive in regards to who these people are. Don't just take them at face value. No, you know, because people are, especially like dating. I mean, there's so many red flags. So many people agree with the red flags and everything because we can all relate to the freaking red flags. So this has been, I'm trying to do more of these, my podcasts. But you know how it goes. Again, I'm still on my mental break and I have to come up with something. I'm completing two ebooks right now. One, the 30-day guide from my perspective to quit smoking. I've been a smoke-free person from nicotine tobacco for over 10 years now. So I'm creating an ebook on that. And who knows, it may do something, it may not. You know, generally ebooks only sell for like $4.99. So who knows? You know, if I do it on Amazon, I was going to do it on Koji because I found somebody on YouTube talking about it. Then when I go back to Koji and get some more information and try to do reviews, horrible reviews on Koji, horrible reviews. And Koji doesn't even exist anymore. So, red flags. Always research. You know, people, everybody has a YouTube up and they're trying to get views. And then you won't see them for like 3 or 4 months and then they'll come back and it'll drop like 3 to 4 videos because they don't want to be knocked out by YouTube, because YouTube will say, hey, based on your profile, your YouTube page or channel, you need to be putting out this content. And so you have a lot of people, they're making passive income and they feel like their videos that are already there are circulating and making enough income for them. So they stop making videos. And so they will hurry up and start shooting out more videos and just posting stuff. And so that way they can have these 3 or 4 videos sitting there that will then grow more views, you know, for them and create more passive income for them. So, and that's the reason why we get that. But so even if you're getting that information from these people who have, you know, they're giving you a lot of information, a lot of good information, still research, research, research. So until the next time, this is Donetta, aka DE Williams. And of course, I'm here to chew bubblegum and talk ish. Until the next time.